can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the
it's
sex.
It's been really awkward.
It's the
going
Apropos
on dates.
Nothing podcast
with your host
Salsa
James
and Jenna.
God damn it, man!
We need a drink.
Yeah, oh we my do.
God. Are
thankfully,
you sure
there's one
you
right
need
in
a drink?
Us.
Well, yeah, I still have sand in my mouth.
Oh, gross! Ew.
All right, Chieftain's single malt Scotch whiskey from Dalmore.
Whiskey.
14-year.
Yeah, distilled by Dalmore. Highland, aged like, 14 years. Unchill filtered, natural color.
Personally distilled by Dalmore?
Yeah.
Did you say unchill filtered?
That is what
you're
they wrote.
Super unchill.
Not you're... cool, man.
Oh, God.
God fucking damn it. All right.
I actually appreciate that. Let's drink this.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, let's take a look. With our noses.
Too late. Oh. Ooh.
Wow.
Mm.
Tastes distinctly better than light bulb.
How would you know that? So, no, don't. Let's not go over this again.
Because I'm fucking circus, motherfucker.
You are. You're circus as fuck. And as stupid as the salsa.
We, and yeah.
Yeah, on a scale of one to salsa, that's fucking salsa.
That's.
We had,
fucking salsa is pretty stupid.
We had Matt and Megan over here a couple days ago writing the show for the sideshow for Die Laughing.
Yay!
I'm so damn
excited.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch it, not if you're doing
we've
that.
Got a lot of,
oh, buddy.
We've got a lot of stupid things that are coming up. All while making it a family-friendly show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this, I've done some stupid things, but this takes the cake pop.
Yeah. We are going to be doing sideshow stunts. That's right. All of that awful, daring things.
God.
And making it family-friendly. That's how we roll.
Yep.
Look forward to that.
I've been doing so much Die Laughing stuff recently. Like every night I'm sending out emails or verifying something or working on a thing. And this is my life now, you guys. This is what I do. I was trying to schedule a date and I'm like, I gotta work.
Yeah.
Shit. Like.
Fuck.
That was an adventure. No, the whole point is if I'm working, I don't get to fuck. Like, that's...
Oh.
Yeah.
No, even if she was, she'd just be laying in her back going, if I move the 12:30 over to the 1:30 slot, and then I just...
1:30 slot is my Led Zeppelin cover band.
1:30 slot is my last date night. Are you kidding me? Boom. AM, bitches. 1:30 p.m. is the family show.
Fuck.
That's exactly what I was referencing. Yes.
I missed you guys.
I'm in a mood.
Not much, but a little bit.
That's fair.
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what you've been up to is Die Laughing.
Well, yes. I feel like there were other things. Talk about yourselves. I might.
We saw a show tonight.
About myself. Why? Thank you.
What? We did see a show tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
James, the new game is to not let Salsa talk about himself.
Oh, okay. All right. So the show that we saw tonight was Fearless Lab.
Yeah.
It was tremendous. I worked the door for that, which I haven't gotten to do in a little while. So
right.
I really appreciated the chance. It's I think probably one of the best ways to see a show. Because it's free and you are still contributing.
Right.
Yeah.
I love working door.
It's the twofer.
It's weird.
You get to meet the performers as they come in, which was every time I've worked door, I've met wonderful people. And tonight's show was brilliant. I saw a lot of experimental stuff in there and I did not mind. Mm. All of it was very funny. Including a last-minute spot by Sidious, Scott
Right,
Trigger.
He was...
Yes, fan of the show.
Actually funny.
Yes.
Like, that's weird to me.
Yeah. Well, and it's...
Like, I've known Sidious, I should say, almost as long as I've known my daughter, who's just shy of adults. So, mm-hmm. like, just him being funny is bizarre to me, but he's doing it, so, you know.
No, I really appreciated his set. And then Nancy Megastad, or just Nancy.
Just Nancy.
Just Nancy. number one, Matt's intro for that. May he rest in peace.
Oh, may he
Matt's
rest
intro
in peace.
For that was fucking outstanding. I got to see this thing in progress as she walked in, and he like looks at her levelly and goes, "Okay, so it's Nancy Majestad." And she goes, "No, no, no." And he goes, "Majestad? No, 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 no."
God.
No, Megastad. Megastad. He goes, "Majestad." Right? Really pronounced, really punching each of the... And she's like, "No. No."
Seen it
like, fucking,
pretty I'm much just, the exact same
must
way.
Must have been a just dozen times. Right, time. Yeah. Or emphasizing different... Majestad? Right. Just like leaning right. into... Different pronunciation. Nope. No. It probably took a dozen times for somebody like when Nancy. And she goes, oh, he's fucking with me. Oh, okay. All right. Fuck. And then he does the introduction. He
ladies and gentlemen, welcome Nanky.
Oh, God. He's not that clever.
He does this whole spiel.
Are you calling me clever?
Like, repeats this.
More clever than Matt, so way to clear
well,
that low
I
bar.
Well, I mean, there's that.
Okay.
That's a low bar.
Oh, very. No,
yeah.
I'm...
Yeah. So, may he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
He does the whole spiel, and then he just introduces her as just Nancy. Like that yeah. whole fucking wind up.
Well, the wind up was he was going to introduce her by her last name this time.
Right,
God damn
right,
it.
Yeah.
And so just for like 4 minutes, and then, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, just Nancy.
Just Nancy.
Just Nancy.
Just Nancy. And she did a she's done some really experimental like Bob Newhart style comedy.
Oh,
I've heard
God.
Some of the stuff that she's
she's
done,
good
and
at it, yo.
Tonight just, was no exception. Yeah. She was brilliant. And yeah. I don't want to go too much into it in case she's like tuning it for a Die
right,
Laughing
exactly.
appearance or something like that.
Which she does have an appearance at Die Laughing.
Yes. Well, and I may also be appearing for the Die Laughing lab. I'm hoping for that.
Oh no, she's got time. Like not lab.
Oh no,
she's
I know.
Just, yeah.
I'm also hoping to do stand up is what I'm saying. And she may also be appearing for the Die Laughing lab as well.
Oh. Well, so. She's busy.
Yeah. Speaking of time to appear and things like that, I am working with a college friend of mine to write a show with the assistance of the infamous Tom St.
Oh!
It's going to be a Lovecraftian cosmic horror comedy.
Okay.
We're going to do a public broadcasting show for Die Laughing. It's going to be like a monster hunters, ghost hunters kind of thing, but it's going to be two Upper Peninsula brothers who hunt Lovecraftian monsters. And
do I have that in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've already got our time slot and everything like that.
Oh.
And because we
why
needed,
am I not remembering
we needed the time
this?
Slot because we wanted to get Matt Kesson involved.
Oh.
And as of right now, Matt Kesson has agreed
excellent.
To do this thing with us. So it should be a collaboration between myself, my friend Nathan Jay, and then Matt Kesson and Tom St.
Nice.
As well. So it's winding up to be a good show, and I'm excited to see how we ruin that for them.
Excellent. Good.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to. Aside from, again, I have one story basically ready for print, and then I'm now editing my second story.
Yay!
And getting everything ready.
I was going to look at things for you, and I totally didn't.
The wonderful Jesse Goins was kind enough to, I don't know, during November or December, she said, "All right, what is your resolution going to be?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to publish this year. This year is going to be the big one. I'm going to make this happen." And
yeah.
she said, "All right, I'm going to check in with you."
Nice.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So it has to happen. It has to happen. So she checked in with me. She set her calendar reminder for 3 months. She checked in.
Being beholden to somebody is an amazing way to get shit accomplished.
Yeah. Yes. And so I've in the past 3 months, I've written 5 more stories. I have edited 2 of them down. One of them I feel is ready cutting it from 1,500 words down to just over 700.
Okay.
Really distilling the ideas is hugely important.
Yeah.
And then now I'm doing the same thing for the next one. And my difficulty right now is that I really just want to do a collection of all of these stories that I've written, but some of them are not kid-friendly. So I may just do like a grown-ups story collection that includes some kid-friendly stories.
Yeah.
And let people make up their own minds.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the big exciting thing. Also, a big exciting thing is I no longer work Friday nights.
Woo! Party!
Oh, fuck. Woo! Ah, it's going to be so good. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm deeply, deeply excited. Yeah.
Excellent.
So, Jenna.
I actually... I've been... well, last Friday, I hosted the Retro Game Show Night, which was my first time hosting that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't fuck it up too badly, so that was exciting.
Oh.
I still have the stuff in the car. I should talk to he might want those before I go to St. Cloud for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
But... I got to host and we did match game. I'm really good at Let's Make a Deal. Holy shit. I had this poor lady so confused over whether or not she wanted the next pig. I'm a jerk. That was fun. And then, yeah, match game. We had some fantastic local celebrities. There was one person that was supposed to be joining us that I'm just like, hey, fangirl. But she became ill. So she was unable to. We had a fantastic replacement celebrity and everybody was wonderful. It was a pretty good time.
Who did you end up with?
I don't remember which one was the replacement. Just know that they were all fantastic.
Oh, gotcha.
If I can list them all, let me see if I can remember. The replacement, Kelvin Hetley.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Fuck. Right?
He's dryly funny.
Very dry funny.
Fuck.
We had Kelvin Hetley, Ben Sandell, Natalie Reyes, Brian Pierce, Brenda Kay, and Mike Dineen? I think.
Now, Ben Sandell from the Movie Machine podcast?
Possibly. I don't know.
With Kyle Decker?
And
other things in the Twin Cities?
I have no idea. He does a lot of other things in the Twin Cities.
Sure, sure.
I know him first and foremost as a stand-up comedian that performs at Acme on a regular basis.
Oh, gotcha.
So, but he does, he works an awful lot with Pavel Filipenko, through Bentlow.
Right.
Does a lot of short story and solo work as well. Hmm. So,
yeah.
That's how I know him. He may also do movie podcast. I do not know.
If it's the Ben that I'm thinking of, unfortunately, I wish that I knew his last name. I just know he's very funny and does a lot of different stuff. So it may be the same person.
Maybe.
I can check.
Kind of scrawny,
fast.
Sandy hair.
It might be a different guy.
Anyway, while you're doing that, I'll keep going.
Yeah,
so I only messed up once, really, when I started to ask the celebrities for their answers before I asked the contestant for their answer.
Yeah. Oh.
That was awkward.
Yeah.
But it worked out well. I learned that Password is a fantastic game, but can drag an awful lot depending on the connection between the contestant and the celebrity.
Sure.
I went over my time.
Oh.
By about 20 minutes.
Oh.
Right.
Wow.
Like, I could not get the pace back up afterwards, which was frustrating. So, I mean, it was a learning experience for me. I'm glad I got to do it. I think, like, I did the audience talking really well. I connected well with celebrities. I even had a couple of smaller games that I was playing. Mm. Like,
nice.
Natalie was kind of my assistant for the evening.
I'm thinking of Ben Lifson, by the way.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
But I was like, Natalie, can you, do this and blah, blah, blah. And then I picked on Mike, who I didn't even know. Like, he was the person that I knew the least. I was sure. like, I'm just going to pick on you. And he's like, cool.
Yeah.
It's
how we love.
Yeah. So it was pretty good all around. People seem to enjoy themselves.
Good.
And I learned an awful lot, and I feel like I've got stuff. If I want to do it again, I have a much better idea of how to do that. And after that, I went to a party where I met up with a gentleman friend that I'm seeing. And he got to see me in my hosting outfit. Red leggings.
Sure.
I mean, this is what I wore for Retro Game Show night. So, like, some ankle boots with red leggings, a black and red just kind of sundress thing, and then a black and red sequins top, like a jacket.
Yeah.
With the longer, it's not quite tails, but like a longer butt thing. But it was still kind of like the super high-waisted.
A Monty Hall cocktail dress.
It wasn't a dress. It was very much so a jacket.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Red and black sequin jacket over this sundress with like flowers in my hair and everything. It was ridiculous.
I didn't know if they were two separate pieces.
They are two separate pieces.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. The jacket I actually got at Goodwill for $4. And Jessa was like, when are you ever going to wear that? And I'm like, oh, I will
all
wear
the time.
This.
I will find I will. Reasons.
There is going to be some time. And this, like, I found it 2
it's
months ago.
It's like getting
ago.
A Batman cape.
I found it 2 months ago at Goodwill. And she's like, when are you ever going to wear that? I'm like, there will be at some point where I have to host a thing.
Yeah.
And the sequins jacket is going to be exactly what I need. And I'm getting ready for the night. And I come out and, like, she takes one look at me and she's like, shit.
Oh.
Yeah, that's appropriate. Like, she's just like, So I wore that to the party, and people are like, what were you doing? I'm like, hosting Retro Game Show night.
Yeah.
Doing
a game show.
Yeah. And I hung out with people and boy, and it was
and that
quite
was
delightful.
The 1:30 time slot right there.
Yeah, it was. but yeah, people kept telling me I looked nice, and I'm like, I mean, kind of, but I was going for more like it's not a sexy outfit, but people were like, but you look real good. And I'm like, I feel like I look game show hosty, which to me isn't generally a look I go for. So weird. No. But people appreciate it.
Sure.
Let's see. And then what else did I do? I remember having like 50 different things I did. Had a die laughing meeting because my life is die laughing.
Mm-hmm.
At least 4 to 5 times a day, I'm answering things, if not actually working on things. Like, if nothing else, 4 to 5 emails a day. Bare minimum, that's what I'm doing. And then there's everything else on top of it. So that's. And like I tried to take a day off, and I'm just like, nope. I'm just, this is where I'm at now. Okay. But we had the die laughing meeting, which went really well.
Good.
And then Eric Thompson and Brianna Cecile played a game with me.
Oh.
We ended up playing a game called Compounds.
It's
fairly easy, but it's got a lot of like moving parts to it, like various ways that you can earn points and fuck with people. So it was more of a learning thing. We didn't actually get to finish the game before I had to leave for a production meeting, but I sometimes forget how much I enjoy playing board games until I'm in a position where I'm playing board games, if that makes sense.
And that was also her 1:30 time slot.
Different one though.
That was the PM family friendly.
Yeah, that was the PM. Yep, the family friendly one. Yep. But gross. Like, I forget. Like, I haven't had a game, a game night in like forever.
It's been a while.
I need to.
I think the last one was here.
Well, I've been to game. I used to have regular game board nights.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to ones at your place.
No, I mean, I think the last time you probably had a game night was probably here at my house.
did I have a game night at your house?
She's talking about hosting one.
Yeah, hosting one.
I see what
yeah, I'm like, yeah, yeah. The last time I was at one was at your place.
Yes.
But like actually hosting. I see
what you're saying. She's saying she misses hosting.
Okay.
Hosting. That was the word that I was missing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. That reminds me of something else I did this weekend.
Oh?
Yeah.
A 1:30 time slot?
weirdly.
It wasn't my 1:30 time
slot. Am I blushing? Just, it feels like I'm blushing. All right, clarify. So the...
his was a 1:45. Whoa. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, it was definitely three quarters.
God damn.
I folded it in half. I went to a delightful birthday thing. I went to a delightful birthday thing. I had intended... this Saturday, I was still on my Friday night, Saturday morning shift for the last time, ideally.
Victory.
And I left work at 9 a.m. and got home. And I had a friend from out of town is visiting. And was doing a huge birthday thing in the cities as a surprise for the birthday girl, his wife. I love them both very dearly. I had intended to go to all of their stuff, which would go up until 3, and that would give me a half an hour to get to the next thing, which was somebody else's birthday. But I got home and was just completely fucking strewn about.
Yep.
So I sent a message and I was like, I'm going to set my alarm for this thing and then I'll wake up and I'll let you know if I can fucking
move,
handle it.
Right.
I got a call a half an hour after my alarm went off and he was like, hey, we're at Fogo. Are you...
on your way?
Cogent? Like, he was just like, how are you doing? He wasn't even like, are you going to be here? He was like, how are you doing?
Right.
And I was like, I'm fucked. I'm completely destroyed. And he was like, get some sleep. I made plans with him to have brunch with him and with his wife for her birthday, to have brunch the following day, which was great. It was fantastic. I loved spending time with them and I miss them dearly. So... the next thing that I did was to go, when I woke up at the appropriate time, much, much later in the day, I went to, if you remember Kit from chess last year.
Yes.
Her birthday.
I choreographed for her. I just know her by a different name.
Yes.
Because that one's easier for me to remember.
Right.
Okay.
That would be easy for you to remember.
Yes.
So she had a birthday party at some escape rooms.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and I got to do two of those, and the first one made me feel incredibly smart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because not only, like, I walked in and we're in there solving something for, and I don't want to talk about which one it was, other than to say that the place was the Riddle Room.
Okay.
And they're fucking fantastic. And I walked in, and my team is working on stuff, they're reading letters, everything like that, and I walk up to the locker, and I'm like, this has a combo lock on it. Well... this seems like a dumb thing to try. All right. Unlocked. Well, that's done. All right. Yeah, and I was like, I just unlocked the locker. And they were like, oh, shit. Oh, all right. Well, fucking, yeah, we did not win that one. It was a team versus team one. We even though we had that boon, that initial leap ahead.
Yeah.
We got stuck on a couple of different things.
Okay.
Was the locker just not fully locked? Or
no, it was completely locked. And the combo was scrambled and everything like that. And I just looked at it and I was like, this kind of makes sense. It can't be this easy, though. And so I tried the easy, obvious thing, just like, just in case.
Which was what?
He doesn't want to give it away.
Say.
You don't want to give out the answer room that somebody else might go play in.
Exactly. Especially not it's when I'm recommending rude. It, and I am wholeheartedly recommending it.
Yeah.
So this is part of the overall puzzle. But yeah, I walked in and I was like, this is... it can't be. Oh, it is. All right.
Well, well never mind.
Okay then. Yeah.
Let's do this.
But then there were all kinds of...
I'm sorry. Yeah. So just like the numbers were somewhere in the room already that you just happened to pick up on, or
it is,
or is it
because
just like
I'm
a pop culturally
because I'm
thing?
A fan of the genre.
So it was like a pop culture-y thing, or
not pop culture, but like a literary or another kind of.
It was a reference to some kind of a
nerdy thing.
That's what I meant. It was
It was because of my knowledge of the medium
of the topic.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, mm-hmm. I see. Now I understand.
But like the brilliant thing about because
up until that point, I was just you walked in, walked up to a locker and knew a combination, and I was like, I am not seeing how you're getting there.
Yeah. Yes.
I understand.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, you did leave out enough detail for people to figure out what it was that you were talking about. So I get Salsa's confusion. I just talk to you a lot.
Yeah, I suppose.
Where you leave out detail a lot. So I just kind of put the rest of it in.
All of the different escape rooms are themed in this case. For this particular company, they're all themed,
right. But it was a number that was associated with the topic
with
somehow.
The theme, yeah.
Okay, kind of like for example, if it was a Hitchhiker's Guide thing, then a 42 would be it was something like that.
Exactly.
That's
right.
What I didn't understand. You were
okay. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Now and again, like
some of the stuff that they do there is very surprising. Mm-hmm. Like it was amazing. The second room that we did was much more like what I expected, that panels and things pop open, that cabinets become accessible.
Was there a secret wall?
But this 100%, like, sometimes there are doors into other rooms, like whole other rooms, and things it was fucking fantastic, and the puzzles
was it an escape the room, or was it just solve a puzzle?
Well, it was both. Okay. Because it's they give you in both cases a mission. You have to acquire these things, right, or this thing. You have to catch this thing. You have to do this particular task, and that is also what lets you out of the room. At any time you can leave.
I'm just the only experience I've had with puzzle rooms is literally the door was open.
Yeah.
Like people were walking in and out of the room, basically. I mean, people could pop their head in and see what was going on.
I have zero experience.
So I was wondering, I've heard of ones where literally getting out of the room, like unlocking the door, is
there are some subjects. Based on like the 1990s or early 2000s Flash games, where the character wakes up and you have to sort of divine these weird solutions to very strange problems.
For those of you listening a couple years in the future, Flash is something that you don't use anymore, but it was something that a lot of games were made out of.
Yes.
God.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Now that it's 20 years old. Shit.
It's going away.
So, there were different companies that made a series of these Flash games where your character would just wake up and have to solve these extremely esoteric things. Mm. And this is not very much different. And sometimes, like something that I got from the locker was not useful until we had already solved fucking five other puzzles.
Okay.
It was amazing. I had a fantastic time and then went and played D&D.
Yes. That sounds like the best back-to-back pairing ever.
It was an extremely nerdy day.
Yeah.
But we, D&D group, played a one-shot where the DM was like, I'm going to kill all of you. And then, no matter what...
I bet I could name that DM.
It was fucking... It was ruinous and phenomenal. We had an amazing time. Yeah.
Yeah. I also, we kind of sidetracked from what I was talking about.
Sure. But, yeah.
Oh yeah. That was the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking. I know you guys don't actually notice when
but I do.
I know he took over. That's fine. Go just point fingers more. That makes you look mature. You look super mature right now, Salsa. It's up his nose is extra. So, ew, don't lick it. Gross.
I have put way worse in my mouth.
Let's just be clear. He's put much dirtier parts of my body into his mouth.
The 130 text slot? Sorry, the 145. So, no, I did. I had a production meeting, and if you ever have the opportunity, the best production meeting you can ever have is over sushi with Duck Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking about Caucasian aggressive pandas.
Sure.
Which is remounting. We'll be going back up in June.
Awesome.
But a couple of our performers are no longer in state. Mm-hmm. And so we were hoping that, you know, maybe they'd be able and or willing to take... Willing wasn't an issue.
Right. Of course they want to.
Able was. Yeah. So those two performers will not be rejoining us for the remount. So we had some conversations about casting, like, and other stuff too. So I'm super excited because we've talked to these people and they accepted right away. So joining us this year will be Allison Anderson.
Oh.
Yeah. And Jason Kruger.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's one of those sets that, like, I absolutely love what the previous performers were doing, and it was just incredible. They did such fucking good work, and their dynamics and chemistry and everything else was great. So I didn't want to replace them.
Right.
But if I have to,
yeah.
The first two people that were, like, on the top of my list, and they're like, yes, yeah. yes, please, yes, 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 that I, yes, like, this is pretty awesome, so.
Well, because I know Allison a little bit by reputation and not personally. And I have not seen...
She used to do Young and Fearless Sketch.
Sure.
Regularly, actually.
That's fucking awesome.
And I've also seen her perform Hamlet. Like, she was a part of a Hamlet reading thing that we did for Phrenic Impact. I first met her, actually. I was her fight choreographer.
To continue a trend.
She was in a show called On the Differences Between Two Ladies and the Resolution Thereof.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking so awesome.
The topless one.
Yeah, it wasn't actually... God damn it, Salsa. But I got to be there the first time I was the first fight choreographer she had worked with.
Oh.
So I was there the first time she held a sword.
Oh.
She hit a sword. Like, there was I had her do you know, a lovely little attack, and I parried, and she went, ooh, like, she was super excited. She's like, this is the best thing ever. I'm like, I know, right? Okay, cool. So, yeah, like, that's how I first got to know her, and then she started doing Young and Fearless and some other projects that I was working on. And she was one of the original people to audition for Caucasian Aggressive Pandas. Awesome. And I felt so bad. I'm like, I want to cast you, but I don't have enough parts to cast you. God damn it. Like, I was, it really sucks when you have a lot of good people show up to audition for you and you have to choose. So, yeah, I'm super excited that we get to play with her this year.
Well, and availability changes and...
And all of that. And then, yeah, and so we've got Jason Kruger, who I've known for, like, forever. But he's also... here's a lovely segue. last Thursday, I got to go to the preview... for the Fearless Five.
Yes.
Conspiracies. And Jason is involved with the Fearless Five Conspiracies. He's real good. You guys got to go see it. Like, everybody's really good. But, like, watching him, like, I'd already been kind of leaning towards him if one of the performers had to drop. And just watching him, like, solidify that. And I was like, nope, it's that one. That one right there. I want that one. That one. He's good. So, yeah. And yeah, oh god, the Fearless Five Conspiracies thing was really good.
Yeah.
James was there.
Yes.
And there is, like, because we had Keith on last week, and he alluded to some parts that he wrote into his play.
So good.
It made me say, his show was fantastic, you guys. Like, it was real good.
Yeah.
Like, super real good. And I don't want to spoil anything, is the problem, But like all of the shows, like all five of them were great in their own ways. I just think Keith's was my favorite because he played to something near and dear to my heart.
Also, because Bree Cecile, who we've had on the show, and Angela Fox.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Their on-stage chemistry is fucking amazing.
It really is.
They are hilarious together.
Yep.
Yeah, Twin Cities Geek write-up was really glowing on his
piece, too. Yep.
I'm not surprised. All of the shows were really good.
All of the shows were fantastic. Yep. His really stood out to me because there were a couple of Bill Young references that just pleased me. They just made me happy. Yeah. Like, happy, sad, happy, if that makes... Like, his legacy lives on, kind of a thing. So, yeah. Yeah, I highly recommend going to see that. You've got a couple more weekends left for that.
Two more weekends, yeah.
I won't be able to see it this weekend again, though.
Honestly, it would make a great Valentine's Day gift.
Oh, yeah.
To make a date with someone to go see it.
Is that this weekend?
That's this
weekend. Well, Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Fucking... Just go get an essay like Rose or something. Just like...
Okay.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah.
He's going to train himself to swallow a rose.
God, no, don't.
And then cough it
out. He's going to make her some chicken soup. Homemade chicken soup.
I mean...
Yeah.
My wife is not feeling well.
No, no, she is not.
She has fallen pretty heavily on the fever.
Oh, my God.
Flu rough.
Make her like homemade chicken soup, but have like heart-shaped chicken chunks.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Little rose-shaped dumplings.
Yeah, that's not happening.
You might be able to get pasta in heart shapes.
Ooh, no.
Okay.
Or just Scooby-Doo shapes.
Ooh.
No.
I want...
What? Let's keep throwing more ideas.
I want Scooby-Doo shapes.
Fuck yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in. Yeah.
You've always wanted Shaggy inside you. Months.
He was pause. Shaggy was actually like my first childhood crush.
Uh-huh.
Shaggy, pause.
I get this joke.
I hate you. I hate you so much. Also, I apologize to our listeners.
It wasn't me.
Spiking the mic.
Yeah.
I was just so full of hate. It was spike the mic or kill salsa.
Comfortable with this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will not be able to go see it this weekend because I will be in St. Cloud.
Yes. Nemesis.
I will end you.
Yeah, probably.
So yeah,
Star Trek. Similar to.
I get it,
but different.
No, this weekend is the St. Cloud trivia weekend. And I will be in St. Cloud doing it.
That's where you go to do St. Cloud trivia.
To do St. Cloud trivia. Are you also going to be in St. Cloud?
Fuck yes, I will.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like in a house?
Yeah, I'll be sleeping in a basement.
Oh, I'll be in a theater.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard about your establishment.
Yeah. It's...
And how you roll.
Look, I keep offering and you're like, no, I've got my other team. You should come join my team.
I feel like I already did out at Fest.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel like I left that team to go to your Fest team. And now, if I make that switch trivia-wise, that will just be crushing.
They would be sad.
James.
They would be sad.
Why do you have to perpetuate a line between games and entertainment?
Actually, I think he's trying not to perpetuate
I think I've always been
line.
Entertainment, but yeah. I'm also always going to be Booth.
Why are you trying to call them other?
Oh, he's talking about those people.
Switching sides? You're implying that we're not the part of the same team, James.
Right. The hell?
They are we, and we are they.
I am, he is, she is.
So I'm going to be carpooling.
We're all together.
Yeah.
I'm going to be carpooling up to St. Cloud with Rue.
Why?
Because I am the walrus. Okay. Coo-coo-ca-choo.
Why are you perpetuating this schism?
The sad look that you give me when you do this joke It's fucking...
Who's choking, James?
It's amazing.
You're trying and to tear this family apart. His Fest family, which has nurtured you for years. You're trying to drive a wedge between entertainment and games.
Here's what the listeners do not know or may not know is that you and I actually became acquainted as a result of you hanging out with us at the booth.
Yeah, because I don't see a difference.
Mm-hmm. So you are literally colorblind.
And the one trying to keep us apart is you.
Uh-huh.
Why, James?
The smell. It's mostly it's the smell.
That makes sense.
That's
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Okay, so, that being said, so you'll be in St. Cloud, you'll be carpooling.
I will. I mean, I was trying to talk earlier and you guys just went off and I'm like, I'm kind of done now. Kind of done. It was funny. I'll give you that.
I can understand that.
But, yeah.
That's yet to be decided.
I'll be in St. Cloud doing trivia.
Awesome. Fuck yes. I look forward to it. I have something to do Friday night, and then I will be driving up late to do the trivias Saturday afternoon.
Mm.
Because I also have a Saturday morning thing to do.
Cartoons?
I fucking wish. There aren't any Saturday morning cartoons anymore. There are only cartoons that you watch on Saturday.
What?
They stopped doing that.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they no longer have Saturday morning cartoon blocks.
What?
Actually, the weird thing is, the Awful Copter did their Saturday morning cartoon celebration episode, and then we found out immediately afterward. Someone was like, oh, hey, did you guys know that they don't do that anymore? This was the last Saturday that they will ever broadcast a Saturday morning cartoon. Because it's not, I guess it's not worth it anymore or something?
Well, no, I get it, though, because you've got, like, Cartoon Network.
Netflix and yeah. You've got apps, Hulu. You can watch cartoons whenever you want.
Yep.
It's no longer, like, a selective, this is the day for kids to watch cartoons, because they can just do it all the fucking time now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Like, your kids can go to the TV and watch Octonauts whenever the fuck they want.
And they do.
And they do.
My here's the thing that, as if you had told me this as a kid, I would have thought you were nuts. But my kids have no concept of commercial breaks.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Well, and they have no concept of what it's like to not have the thing that they want to watch at their fingertips.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, but even I can wrap my head around that. But just like we're watching TV and a commercial comes on and my kids are going, what's that?
Right.
And I go, it's a commercial. And they're like, why?
Why would we ever subject ourselves to exactly?
Like, what is this for? And it's like, I don't really know, actually.
Yeah. It's a Tide ad is the... Yeah.
No.
You already ate.
So.
I read an article on the internets, because that's where those go now.
Yeah.
There are teenagers who are now doing a thing called juuling. J-U-U-L.
Okay. Yep.
It's a brand name, so whatever. But it's basically vaping.
Okay.
But the Juul applicator, I guess?
Okay.
The vape stick that the Juul brand is looks like a USB drive. It just looks like a flash drive.
Oh.
So kids are bringing these things to school and vaping like what, like a, I don't even know.
I mean,
so I read this article and I went, I have a teenager.
Yeah.
I go, Jessa, do you know what juuling is? And she's like, is that what a jeweler does? Like,
right.
does that have something to do with jewelry? And I'm like, okay, so this is what I'm being told. She's like, I have not heard of this thing. Yeah. Like, this does not sound
this
like
is
a
one
real
of those things that they
thing.
Use in the news to scare us, like rainbow parties or braceleting or whatever the fucking thing is now. Yeah.
So
when I was in high school, there was a myth about those, like the Lance Armstrong cause bracelets, or the jelly bracelets.
It was the snap bracelets.
Though. Yeah, there's that. Yeah.
What about them?
Again, when I was a teenager, the idea was that, or the myth perpetrated, like the fax lore thing, was that different bracelets meant that someone was willing to do different things.
Yep.
Like so, if cancer research.
So if you saw someone who was wearing a yellow bracelet, they were into one particular sexual thing. And if they were wearing yellow and blue, that meant that they did this thing and that other thing. And yeah, again, almost entirely made up by the news media.
So that one person who walked through with like bracelets from elbow to shoulder.
Right. Just slutting it up all day. Yeah. Just one.
Not
just,
that we're judging, because that's okay.
I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. But it's kind of one of those things, like one person somewhere maybe did this once or something, and then the news went, "Beware, your children are at risk." Yeah, that fucking thing. The same thing that they do whenever they, or like kids apparently letting their shit and piss ferment in a bag to sniff the chemical off-gassing from it in order to get high. This is not a thing that people actually, I don't think this is a real concern for actual human beings. It's just something to get you to watch the news.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not at all surprised that juuling is it. But like kids brought secret flasks to school and shit like that. Even if one out of 1,000 kids is doing this, who the fuck cares? They're gonna do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And I
asked Jessa about this, because again, I'm like, I've got a teenager, I can follow up on this.
Sure, you have a pretty good relationship with.
I have an outstanding. She's like, I mean, it could be a thing. It's not anything I'd be interested in, and all of my friends know that, so... Eh?
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's like, I haven't heard of this. This doesn't sound...
This has not come across my desk.
Have you heard of the opposite thing, which is people bringing innocuous objects to parties and convincing other people that they're vape wands?
No, but this delights me way more.
It is pretty fucking funny.
Like,
I watched somebody hit an entire...
Like the round USB battery things?
That, or most particularly, one of the favorites is Wiimotes from the Nintendo Wii. And people just, like, grab the Wiimote and they, like...
You know, as opposed to the Wiimotes from anything else.
Yes. So, yeah. Like grabbing it, and they're trying to push all these buttons and everything like that, and they're it's not working. And then the person who's perpetrating this whatever prank this is
takes
this
a hit.
Is actually funny. Like secrets an electronic cigarette next to it, and they and they're like, no, it's totally working. And then they palm the e-cig and hand them the Wiimote.
See, this got better, because now there's sleight of hand involved.
To me, this is very funny.
Yeah.
Watching people who are extremely drunk.
Yes.
Trying to take a hit off of...
This pleases me
off
greatly.
Of a Wiimote is surprisingly quality.
There are pranks, and there are pranks, and I'm usually good for just about any, but
sure.
This one in particular just makes me happy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Ugh. No, that's fucking terrible, though.
Yeah.
It's always, it's always a scare thing going on. I remember before they used to do these things on the news, when the news had standards.
I don't believe that was ever a thing, but continue.
That's entirely possible.
Gonna call bullshit on that.
Yeah. How would we ever confirm it?
I get it.
Right. They had fax lore they would send between offices, things like, if you see someone driving without their headlights on, do not flash your high beams at them in order to encourage them to turn their headlights on. A new form of gang violence has people driving around without their headlights on in order to select their targets. Right? So the first person that flashes their headlights, they're supposed to follow them and kill them.
Yeah, no.
and this has never been a thing, but it was one of those things that somebody was like, oh, yeah, I'll write this, and it's a chain letter, and I'll see how far it goes. Like the accidentally eating eight spiders thing. Accidentally. Yeah. Look, there was a spider on that light bulb when you ate it.
Salts will eat anything.
That's also true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of thing. It's all fax lore bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, it's terrible. That
was, and I mean, the reason I brought it up was you were talking about Tide, and I'm just like, Tide Pods, no.
Yep.
Just is just like, that's not, no, nobody does that. Nobody, no. I don't know why everybody thinks we're that dumb. We're not that dumb, you guys.
A small number of people did put videos on YouTube of themselves biting into Tide Pods or eating them or something. And like,
you know what? There's a video of a guy that like jumped off of a roof and like landed on the fence. That doesn't mean 18 million people are doing it. No, it's super cool new thing.
No, it doesn't. And I don't know. I have not had the inclination to eat a Tide Pod, but I understand they kind of look like candy. But then the other thing is,
they really don't.
For me, dog food.
They kind of look like Japanese candy.
Dog treats.
Sure.
Those I want to eat.
Those are actually pretty good.
Yeah. No.
When I used to work the pet gate, I actually used to do it as a bit.
Sure.
They're all right.
Yeah. They're not.
They're
terrible.
A little dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like when I'm watching dog food commercials. I like that it is designed specifically to appeal to people.
Well, yeah, your dog doesn't care.
Because you look at it and you go, that looks fucking delicious. I'm going to get that for my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
That's amusing.
Yeah. I am not at a place where I would say that I'm above potentially eating something that makes its own gravy. I don't... Like, that doesn't sound bad.
1:30 time slot?
1:45 time slot.
I think we're getting into 1:50 here.
Oh,
whoa.
All right.
Oh.
So we're gonna ask Salsa what he's been doing, but we're out of time for this first part of the show.
So
let's take a break.
You know, you make that sound like you're punishing me, but it just means I have to work less.
Uh-huh.
So
means we have to work less too.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. Spot for us.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And what are we going to talk about?
You're the one that hit the button.
Like, all kidding aside.
Just because I hit the button doesn't mean I know what the fuck we're talking about.
You've got shit to talk about.
Do I?
You've got stuff that you've been doing, right?
I really haven't been doing much. Like, my last week was... I went to the meeting that Jenna had for Die Laughing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was a good meeting.
It was a good meeting.
You know what my favorite part about that meeting, though, was?
Tim wasn't there?
You know what my second favorite part of that meeting was?
Oh.
The coffee.
The coffee was pretty great.
The coffee was
really good.
Pretty great if it was True Stone coffee.
It was, in fact, True Stone coffee. I served, for my meetings, I only served the finest of coffee, Tanzanian Peaberry, which is my favorite of all time.
Yeah.
And they roast it like absolutely perfectly.
You've been chatting that up.
Fucking, I for love
a couple of episodes, and I actually
love
have to
Tanzanian peabody.
I'm going to be ordering more coffee, and I'm going to be ordering some of the Tanzanian.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good, you guys. So yeah, no, I actually made a pot in my fancy little coffee maker. I usually just make just a cup just for me because you don't want to waste that stuff.
No, but, yeah.
But no, I made a pot of the Tanzanian pea berry, and everybody seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah,
as they should.
Yeah,
I've been making my own cool brew or cold brew using an Erlenmeyer flask and filter for work. So I've been dumping like a half cup of coffee, freshly ground coffee beans, into the filter pack and dropping that into the flask and capping it off and leaving it in the fridge overnight and then coming in the next day and emptying that flask of cold coffee.
Right.
And it's stupendous. And it's the flavor is so good. I find I'm not adding cream or sugar to it at all.
Why would you ever add cream or sugar to coffee?
Because some coffee just isn't that good.
And adding shit to crap makes it better?
Yes. Yeah, you could put ketchup on bad fries.
It would probably be better than cream or sugar in coffee.
I do put a little bit of almond milk in my coffee frequently because the acidity is often kind of a pain in the ass.
Then you want salt, don't you?
I used to drink black coffee that was brewed into instant coffee crystals. Until it was a sludge.
Cowboy coffee.
And it murdered my stomach.
Yeah.
So, and now I have to have cream and sugar unless it is a coffee like this where the acidity is low enough and the flavor is sweet enough on its own that it doesn't cause a...
Why did you drink that in the first place?
This was
That's a really good question. Why did you drink that sludge in the first
because
place?
Because I was 19 and I was working overnight shifts.
Had they not invented soda?
I was about to say,
but that was expensive and coffee was free.
I think I would have gone with soda at that point.
I understand, but I also didn't know what good coffee was then.
That's
it wasn't until I had Treestone coffee that I knew.
Oh, good call.
So,
good call.
If you yourself want to know what good coffee is like, and if you have had Treestone coffee, you do know. But if you have never had it, may I suggest that you go to TreestoneCoffee.com.
What?
Yes. Pick out some things. And if you aren't sure what to get, that's okay. Just get their variety pack. You get a small sample of their best blends that they have right now.
Yeah.
Or their best beans that they have right now. And they'll send you these packets, and you can brew them up, try them, see what you like, and then get a bunch of that. And that is an excellent way to spend a very small amount of money to get an amazing amount of coffee per dollar.
Look, I know it's only a very small amount of money, but I want to spend
sometimes
less
even a
money.
Small amount of money is too much money.
Yeah.
If you want to spend an even smaller amount of money, you can always use the checkout code
Apropos.
It's spelled apropos. And in doing so, you'll save 10% off of your purchase.
Yeah. All right. So, Salsa.
Well done.
You went to the Die Laughing meeting.
Yep.
Anything else?
Oh.
Not really.
Yeah?
I honestly, what did I do this weekend? I guess I went ice skating.
Oh, that is fucking something. Yeah, tell us about this.
I haven't been ice skating in like forever.
It's the second. So, I went ice skating with my kids. 3 weeks ago or something like that. And a friend of ours, who has two daughters and can't skate himself, was like, can you take my daughter skating?
Salsa, are you the skating papa?
I apparently have suddenly become the skating papa.
Nice.
Because
terrible problem.
We went out, we went, skating at a park just a few blocks away from my house here.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, Pearl Park in South Minneapolis if you go there during the winter to skate, they have skates and hockey sticks and stuff like that that you can just walk in and borrow.
Nice.
It's just...
That's fucking awesome.
All in a room.
Nice.
It's not a rental. It's not a... It's, you just walk in, find something that fits, and put them on.
Sure.
Oh, that's incredible.
And then when you're done, you just put them back.
Nice.
And that's it. And like my friends, like we got there and we, you know, got skates for the girls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my friend comes up to me and he's like, I am more than happy to pay taxes if this is what we get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Like,
if this is what my tax dollars are going to.
Fuck yeah.
Send me a fucking bill.
Right.
Like, absolutely. You know? Because, like, we have, when we moved in, there was, like, a few hockey sticks in the garage, that old wooden hockey sticks.
Sure.
Know? Right.
But all adult sticks. And so, you know, we had these hockey sticks for the kids because my kids like hockey for some reason.
That's weird of them.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. I can't imagine where they got that. But like, we got there, and they had, like, kid-sized hockey sticks.
I'm actually shocked that they didn't leave the womb wearing hockey pads. Like, this is...
But they had, like, kid-sized hockey sticks that we got there, and we're like, oh, let's use these instead. And then my kids were, like, having a grand old time.
Sure.
And so we, you know...
Aww.
So it was me and my wife and my friend and our four children, and they're all on skates, and they also have the little... walkers for ice skating.
Okay.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
For kids to learn to ice skate.
Was your friend with the walker?
But he never puts skates on. He never put skates on because he knows himself. But fair. Like we had for all four kids, we had these walkers and they were running around. And I mean, by the time we left, like his oldest and my oldest were just like zooming around. And he was sitting there, like, he was seriously almost in tears just watching his kids having fun skating. Because he was like, this is something I never would have been able to give them, and they are picking it up like fucking ducks to water.
Right.
So he was super, super happy. And by the end of it, my daughter was actually going out without the walker.
Sure.
Nice. Like, she was trying to go out there and hit the hockey puck around on skates. And we had a couple hockey pucks out there, and we're smacking them around. We're just having a great old time. So
that's awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
And then we came back to our house, and we had a big, huge meal.
Nice.
Homemade bread and stuff like that. So
That sounds perfect. That sounds like an amazing day.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty good day. And then that's really, I feel like that was my weekend. You know? I can't really think of it.
Oh, it's just hanging out with the family and
pretty much
chilling.
So I'm aware of something. I have a question for either of you.
Okay.
Have either of you been watching Grand Tour?
Nope.
On Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Have you gotten into the second season?
Yeah, we're okay. We're up to
perfect. So for me, Top Gear really got me into these types of shows, the motoring shows, where I didn't think that I would necessarily have much interest before. I was more into airplanes and tanks than cars.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's because it's a comedy show with the MacGuffin of cars as opposed to a car show.
And I was having a really difficult time with Grand Tour season one.
Okay.
It didn't live up to my expectations, but Grand Tour season two is fucking awesome.
See, Ratedly had the same as you did, but I had exactly the opposite. I liked season one more.
Really?
Huh. Mm-hmm.
I
just found their challenges and stuff more compelling in the first season.
I liked their challenges, but I felt it was a much more genuine experience. Where the season one seemed to be a lot more pre-written, pre-scripted, not just researched ahead of time and delivered in a consistent content kind of way.
But that doesn't bother me at all.
That part doesn't bother me. But the like written joke kind of thing
doesn't bother me. As long as it's funny, I don't care.
I mean, I also enjoy scripted television, so I guess I can see
I just,
that.
I liked the running gag of them killing celebrities off.
I
felt like by the time they
good.
Actually got celebrities on the show, it went downhill for me.
Really? Because for me, the star in a reasonably priced car was one of my favorite segments.
I hated that segment. I always fast-forwarded over it.
Well, I guess if you didn't like it, you didn't like it. I did. I agree that killing the, like, dozens of celebrities every episode, like, especially when it was a chain thing, like, well, it's okay that Simon Pegg has fallen off a pier to his death, because we have, as a surprise in our studio audience, this famous Olympic skier, and she's dead. Oh, okay, all right, well, now it's this person, and, yes?
So, context clues. This is a show in which cars are built and
people die.
But celebrities very specifically
yes
die.
Are they show up, do they just not get to actually do anything? Do they like walk on and like 5 seconds later they're
they
dead?
They don't even get
most of the time
there.
They don't get into the tent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They
you,
die.
You
a
see
tent.
Them die.
So
and
you're
then,
building cars
yeah.
in a tent.
Yeah. And then they okay. die before they
and
even
then the
get
three
there.
Hosts look out the window and one of them says, so-and-so dead celebrity isn't coming on, and you know, stating the obvious, and then one of the others says, no, explains how that person died. No, they've fallen off of a cliff, landed on the jagged rocks below, and then were hit by a speedboat when it looked like they might survive. I don't think they're coming on. Well, okay. And then they move on to the next segment.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Which I find funny.
So it's a car building show.
It's a running
show.
Gag. Yeah.
With comedy.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
honestly, it's great television.
Okay.
I have...
And it's English.
Yeah. It's extremely
British.
Oh, okay.
British. This makes more sense.
Yeah, it's British. Very, very British.
British or Japanese? I wasn't sure which.
British.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at Mondo this weekend.
Yay!
Yes! So are you performing anything or running any panels yourself?
Not this year.
Okay.
No,
taking it to relax and enjoy the show.
Pretty much, yeah.
Good.
I was going to be running a panel, but then it didn't happen.
Oh.
Aww.
Because I didn't have all of the necessary information.
Ew.
Perhaps
ominous.
No, I just, it wasn't ready. So yeah, that's where I'll be. And I don't have that much. Okay, so do you guys remember that music video that was going around a bunch of years ago, Friday?
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Yes, that one.
Friday.
That one.
Gotta get done Friday.
I'm going to say something that is going to earn me a great deal of ridicule.
Okay.
Oh, are you
like
sure?
More?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
As a matter of fact. Rebecca Black,
yeah,
is still putting out music videos
on
YouTube.
Okay. All right,
cool.
She's a little older.
All right,
she isn't being overly, you know, what's this correction?
Auto-tuned,
not being overly auto-tuned and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And some of those videos are actually pretty good.
This doesn't hurt my feelings.
I didn't say it would hurt anyone's feelings.
I don't know why we would ridicule you.
Because it was the Friday person.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm just saying, she actually has a pretty decent voice.
In order to ridicule you more, I'd have to...
There is that.
Have some
I didn't,
kind of
did I say
esteem?
More? I thought
you
it
did say more.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I didn't mean more. I just meant this might draw ridicule upon my head.
There are plenty of other things.
Yeah.
Look up Rebecca Black on YouTube. And,
I will do that. I will actually do that today.
Some of the newer songs, like, I'm not saying the songs are good or anything. I'm just saying that you listen to them and you go, no, she's got a decent voice on her.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's all.
I've been enjoying a particular artist by the name of Jillian Aversa. She does game remixes.
Okay.
But she does. She has an absolutely beautiful voice, and she does Final Fantasy. I think it was Final Fantasy VI. I want to say that had the opera in it. Was it four or was it six?
Nobody's fact-checking you, James.
Anyway, so one of the Final Fantasy games had an opera in it and then had a show in, or had like a subplot inside the opera. It was very Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
But there's an aria from that that she sings. She does all of these different things. It's fucking amazing. Her voice gives me chills. So, but she got started as a video game remix, part of that community.
Okay.
And so people getting their start on YouTube, even if they have a remix that isn't tremendous, I'm sure her first video may not have been fucking fantastic, anything like that.
Well, I mean, I think there's a learning story. It was
her parents were really,
yeah, her parents were rich, and
Rebecca Black, we're talking about,
yeah, signed her up for a service that did this for a lot of rich girls.
Sure.
Just, you know, it's like, I mean, and honestly, if I went up to you and say, hey, for a couple $1,000, I'll make you a music video,
yeah,
that would be a really cool 16th birthday present.
Oh yeah,
right.
Like I would absolutely do that. But because it went viral and it was so bad, that's why everybody went so crazy over it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and people started listening to it ironically.
Yes,
and then people started mixing it into other tracks. Yeah. It very like a Rick Astley, mm-hmm. "Never Gonna Give You Up" kind of thing, which I now listen to unironically.
What does that mean?
Unironically?
No, to listen to something ironically.
The idea of doing something ironically, I guess, is a kind of a hipsterism. But
I get that. Yeah. But what does it mean?
You're doing something that would ordinarily be out of character for you, and the idea is that it isn't necessarily something that you enjoy. You're doing it for the enjoyment of doing something that is out of character. Like wearing a trucker hat when you aren't a fan of them. You're doing it for the looks that it gets you, or for the obvious idiosyncrasy.
But you don't actually like it.
Yes. Correct.
It's like if I wear a big poofy pink prom dress type thing.
Okay.
That's not like, the kind of thing that I do.
Some people enjoy spam because they like the taste of spam. Some people enjoy spam because it's gross. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. So if I'm wearing this big pink poofy prom dress, it's not a thing that I generally like. It's not a part of me. It's not a part of my style. It's not a part of my whatever. But I may enjoy the way people are looking at me or having to readjust their perceptions of me around this dress.
Okay.
And their thoughts are, oh, that's not a Jenna thing, yet there she is doing that. That's kind of an ironic thing.
So you're wearing it for shock value.
Kind of. Or just, not necessarily shock, but more absurdist, juxtaposition, things like that. Not necessarily be like, oh my God, look at what I'm doing, but haha, isn't this, you know, silly or ridiculous?
Okay. Oh, that actually makes more sense. Because this has come up many times where it's people do this ironically, and I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Watching bad movies.
That explanation actually makes a lot more sense.
Watching terrible movies, because what you enjoy is not the movie itself. It's not a good movie. It's not a good watching
experience.
I don't
watch those ironically. They delight me in the stupidest ways.
What you enjoy about them is not the quality, or is not it being a good film. What you are enjoying is that it is a fucking terrible movie. And you're enjoying the kind of pain or misery, especially if you can confer this onto other people.
No, I genuinely like those movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gremlins 2 is fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
No, like Ice Pirates, I genuinely love that movie.
But yes. Ice Pirates is fucking awesome.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But
like Birdemic Shock and Terror is a fucking terrible film, and it hurts to watch.
Okay.
The Star Wars Holiday Special is 90 minutes of misery.
That's why I didn't watch it.
But I love to watch it. Because it is so fucking terrible. It's like The Room. The Room is not a good movie.
Right.
And okay. you're no, doing it because you enjoy the badness of it.
I don't think...
But Jenna's right. It's things that seem out of character for
no,
you.
No, well, and like I said, that explanation did make a lot of sense, I guess. I just have never understood it because I've never understood that.
Sure.
Like, I just like things.
Yeah.
Right.
I think her example is better.
Okay.
Yay! Well, I mean,
she is better in all ways, shapes, and forms.
I've met her.
Mostly in the boob area.
Way better.
So much better in the boob area, you guys.
So much better.
Okay. All perky.
I'm working on it.
I didn't develop breasts until I was 30, so like everybody else my age has had a few more years of gravity to go. I'm just like, yep. Still, I
just thought of a Ville joke.
All right. Write it down.
How about a fast five?
Fast five.
For those of you that do not know how this works, what we do is we get two messages from you, the dear listener. The first message contains five A or B choices. We do not know what these choices mean. We only get the choices after we have gone through the entire list and figured out which one we like based on context, you know, clues and things like that. Then we open up the second email, which has the actual context, and we find out if we like our answers or if we were gravely mistaken. This week's comes to us from... I'm going to butcher your last name, and I apologize. From Nicole Chapin.
Oh, yay!
Chapin.
She and I are Facebook friends
Chapin.
Now.
Yay!
I looked her up when she sent us the first one. She's working her stocking shift, I bet.
I butchered your name. I regret nothing.
Also is a man of few regrets, mostly because he has no remorse.
Absolutely. This says, Fast Fives Part 1 in parentheses from Cole, K-O-L-E.
Oh.
Okay.
Number one, peanut butter or Jenna Safe Alternative.
Yes! Oh my God,
already
yes.
Winning. All right.
Fantastic. This pleases me.
Or syrup.
Oh.
On my pancakes, probably. So actually, what I really like is jam on my pancakes.
Honey.
That would be really fucking good.
Honey is really good on, like, cornmeal pancakes. That's pretty much the best.
That would be really fucking amazing.
I'm going to go peanut butter on this one.
Peanut butter or a Jenna Safe Alternative?
Just because syrup in general is...
I'm going to go syrup, but I want, like, actual syrup.
Yeah.
Like maple.
Oh. Yeah, like the pure maple.
Yeah.
The expensive stuff, not the sugar in a...
Yeah, I'm going to go peanut butter. Jenna Safe Alternative.
All right. Question number
get
two.
You some sun butter.
Grilled
or
cold?
Pizza?
Shit.
Might be pizza.
Grilled what? Pizza?
You grill pizza?
Yes. 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 Cold pizza, though. The after party.
I kind of feel
pineapple.
Like... Pineapple.
Yeah.
Grilled I don't pine. Like pineapple.
Ooh.
It's like one of the few tropical fruits I'm not allergic to, and I just don't like it. It's like, well, fuck you. No, it
honestly, that makes sense because I'm
that does.
Huh?
Huh? It does. Yeah.
No, I'm colorblind with only a couple colors, but because I don't see those colors, I just basically say fuck it for all colors.
Well, I mean,
if you can't eat most.
No, I actually, like, legitimately just do not like the taste of pineapple.
Oh, okay. No, yeah.
I love the taste of mangoes, and I can have those.
Wow.
But...
So I was way off.
Yeah.
For me, pineapple is too cloying. It's too much. It's overwhelming, unless it is very purposely understated or mixed in with something else.
Like a pizza.
Yeah.
Like a pizza.
Like, there's a certain tang to most pineapple that I'm just not a fan of.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you mix it in with enough stuff, it's not, like, the end of the world. I'm going to say grilled, just because grilled pineapple, like, it releases certain juices, and I think it sweetens, like, some of the edges.
I'm going grilled as well.
Chicken. Cold chicken. Like a cold chicken picnic.
Still going grilled.
Yeah.
Grilled is so good.
I like grilled for most things, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for me to choose, but I think I'm going to go with cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number three.
Yeah.
Kale,
all right,
or coconut.
I can't have coconut.
I know
I'm
you
going
can't.
Kale.
What?
My God.
That one was easy for you. Which one's more vile, but
possibly be. Well, like what replacement for something?
Is there a kale oil? No.
Christ, I hope not.
Kale chips? Coconut chips?
Is there a coconut chip?
Kale chips are amazing.
Is there a coconut chip?
There could be.
I feel like coconut
is a thing that you could chip.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm going to go coconut.
Or flakes.
I'm going to go kale.
You could flake a kale.
Number four. Yes or no?
God. Okay.
For you, dear listener. Yes.
Jenna's told me it's yes.
Yeah, I'm going with yes.
Excellent.
All right, number five. Pirates or Vikings?
Vikings were the original pirates.
Don't make me choose.
This is easy for me. This is Vikings.
But pirates have really good coats.
I know.
So did the Vikings. Plus the Vikings had equality for women. They had,
wonderful trade routes.
Whereas pirates were just scurvy-ridden sea gypsies. Like,
yeah, but they were in warmer weather, which is why I'm leaning towards pirates.
So were the Vikings. They were all the way in fucking Istanbul.
I'm such a freeze baby.
I'm gonna go Vikings. I am descended from Vikings.
Oh, I am too, but pirates.
Are you familiar with the... vandalism in the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul?
No. Oh, yes! Fucking with the tall, the super... Yeah. Yes.
Are you, do you know
like,
this one, Jenna?
Is it like Carl was here or something?
No, it's scrawled like really, really, really high on the wall, and it's written in Norse runes, and it says, this is really high.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's the fucking Hagia Sophia in Istanbul has this.
This is amazing.
Yeah, the Vikings were all over the place.
So. I'm going to say oversaturated in the movie industry, pirates.
Ooh. Huh. All right.
That may be the context.
At the bottom is written, it's been a while since I sent in a Fast Five.
Yeah,
you did eventually pronounce my name correctly.
Yes!
A dagger in your heart.
And last time around, apparently, we had the same problem.
Yep.
Except it was probably Matt trying to say it last time.
No, it was still you.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I'm awful at this.
Yeah,
You did eventually pronounce my last name correctly, but it's all good. No one ever gets it right.
Aww.
Now I feel really shitty.
You should in general, but...
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
You can just call me Cole with a K.
All right.
It's easier. All right, so that is the first one. Now we open up the second one. Fast Fives, part two from Cole.
All right.
Hey.
Question number one, peanut butter or Genesafe alternative or syrup? Which is a better topping for waffles?
Oh, hey, hot shit. Oh. Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
For waffles, I got to go with syrup.
I'm sticking with the syrup.
I'm going to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with waffles.
Waffles. If we were going with pancakes, yes, but waffles, I'm sorry, waffles, they taste different.
They've got the little squares specifically to hold the syrup.
Like, yeah, exactly.
For.
Butter.
Exactly.
Mm, yeah, right?
Butter.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, butter. Or, again, I fucking love my berry stuff. If it's a berry syrup, I'm fucking done. That's it. That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, the blueberry ones.
Oh, my God. I like triple berry. Like, you get the blueberry, the raspberry, and the...
All right. Question number two, grilled or cold? Which is the better way to eat a peanut butter and jelly... What? Peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Grilled?
Oh, shit.
This is a thing, yeah.
A grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
They actually, okay, so you can grill a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Uh-huh.
You can all, they, it's basically like those sandwich maker things.
I want this.
But yeah, like they're, yeah.
I want this in my mouth.
Yeah, yes.
I can't believe you guys have never done this before.
I've never heard of this.
Pause. I can't believe you guys have never done this before.
It takes way too much time
There is something that I want to do that I still have not taken the time to do, and that's make a grilled cheese sandwich out of garlic bread.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Which is a fucking thing to do.
Mm. Well, fucking PB&J on a griddle is not that hard. How do you grill?
No, that wouldn't be that difficult at all.
You
put it on a griddle.
You make the sandwich cold, and then you put it on a grill. Like
a flat iron or actually like a flame grill?
Is what I've done.
I'm sure either, but the...
Can you do it in a skillet?
The same way that you would make a grilled cheese.
Okay, so basically, butter on a skillet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to try this now.
Yeah.
Because jelly on a burger, where the jelly gets warm and basically turns into a gravy.
Yeah.
See, I haven't done that, so...
Oh,
my God, it's delicious.
The 5-8 has a peanut butter and jelly Lucy.
I believe
my sister used to think that I was fucking crazy because I would make roast beef sandwiches with peanut butter on them. I mean, she thought I was...
You are crazy.
Well, no, it's a burger with peanut butter and jelly peanut butter and jelly inside of it, and they melt.
Egg.
See, I want that because I can't have the juicy Lucy because of the cheese.
Yeah. You should see if they'll make you like a nutty Lucy.
No, you're nutty.
Except it would have to be a Genesafe alternative.
No, with the nut cheese.
I love saying nut cheese.
A Lucy stuffed with nut cheese.
I might have to bring in my own nut cheese for this.
Gross.
All right.
Question number three. Kale or coconut?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should have guessed this one. Which one's health benefits are more hyped up?
Oh, shit.
Coconut.
Kale. Fucking, I heard that shit all the time.
They are both overhyped. God
damn.
I gotta go with coconut as being more hyped.
I think it may also be a regional thing.
Maybe.
That's a good point.
Like, I think the coasts hit kale really hard.
That sounds likely.
Possible.
Although, yeah, like, around here at least, I just... Coconut water, coconut milk, coconut flakes, coconut... Yeah.
Coconut oil...
Coconut oil, everything. My God, yeah.
Well, then I suppose you would know better because
I have to avoid that shit the goddamn time.
Yeah. Fuck.
Now, to be fair, we're not entirely certain that like coconut milk, coconut meat, the flakes, all of the rest of that for sure. Coconut oil doesn't seem to have like a huge reaction, but it's always something that I'm like, I don't know if I want to risk any kind of cross-contamination with the rest of the fucking food.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Same with the avocado oil for you?
For me, potentially. Yeah. I don't know if it will cause a reaction for me.
Because why risk it?
But I can't risk it.
Yeah.
It's fucking... I had such a bad time when I accidentally had guacamole recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was last week.
It made me desperately sad for the entire day.
You make David Wolf cry.
I really want, I really want to eat guacamole. I love it.
Question number four.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Hmm.
Oh.
Do you prefer pickle relish on hot dogs or brats? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
It kind of depends on the relish, but...
Well, it also...
There are some I prefer more than others. And it also kind of depends on my mood.
Yeah.
James has been with me to,
I thought you were going to stop at Ben with me.
Chris and Rob's, Chuck and Don's, one is a pet food and one is a restaurant.
Chuck and Don's is a pet food place.
Okay. So Chris and Rob's,
you're talking about the Chicago style eating your the place where
you used to work. They do Chicago dogs, and it's basically put everything on that fucker, and that's the best way to have a dog.
Yeah, for me, I usually go everything or nothing.
I'm a chili dog person. You don't generally have the pickle on the chili dog.
Now I kind of want to try it though. Meh. But I enjoy relish. So I suppose
relish it.
God damn it!
Ha 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 ha! Take that in your face, fucker! That's what it's like the time. Time.
But I don't usually get sauces for my chicken nuggets. I don't often put a lot of toppings on brats and dogs and stuff. Like I will usually have one just by itself to enjoy it. At least one.
What an abomination.
But
yeah, that's a little
also,
weird to me.
What's the point?
I
think it depends. Like, just a hot dog hot dog.
I'm reveling in the meats.
Yeah, like a hot dog, it's like, eh. But like a specific brat, I can see that. Like if you got like an apple brat or something.
Okay,
like
no,
that.
I can almost buy it there. But a hot dog, like the whole point of a hot dog is almost like the point of a chip. It is a vehicle for getting cheese to my mouth.
It can right. be.
And a hot dog yep. is a vehicle for getting chili and toppings
shit.
And
yeah.
peppers sure. and pickles and all the other shit.
It all
into
depends
my face.
On how I am choosing to experience it.
No.
And sometimes I want a fucking a heap, like a garbage pile on top of the dog or the brat. But sometimes I just want to enjoy that thing on its own.
See, yeah,
but I almost never order sauces for my chicken nuggets.
That's the part I don't understand, because for me it's garbage every time. Like, load it up.
You are what you eat, sweetheart.
Indeed.
Aww. That's the way.
Question number five.
Garbage in, salsa out.
Look, I am unashamedly sideshow. I put a lot of bad shit in my mouth.
I did just watch you eat a light bulb.
Yes.
So like, there's that.
That actually I'm still grossed out.
Fuck.
I'm still not.
It's the only
the
food
crunching.
You can
it's
pick your teeth with
oh,
as you eat it.
God, that's...
I actually... Okay. So...
I watched it.
So I was practicing this weekend. And yes, you know how you get like a popcorn... You find popcorn in your gums,
oh, God.
Like, the next day. Like, the next yeah. day, I was like, oh, I'm digging around in my gums, and I get pulled out a little glass chip, and I was like, oh, cool.
Nah, yeah, God, oh, God.
Fuck.
Come to die laughing, folks.
Yeah. You know, when I've been drinking, I don't like to eat things with corners.
Right.
Just in case.
We won't be drinking.
just in case it rockets out one or the other ends.
Also, you know? Because of this, I am keeping Matt sober. So,
yeah,
you're
no. Oh. I feel like that'll be
worth coming to see.
It is a noble goal.
yeah.
Question number five.
Yeah.
Pirates or Vikings?
All right.
Yes.
Who would win in an epic sea battle?
Vikings.
Like the pirates are scrappy, and they've well.
Pirates have cannons.
They've got cannons.
On a sea battle, though, I really think it would be the pirates because they've got the faster ships with
right.
the long range cannons.
Shit.
They've got well, and their boats are gigantic.
Yeah,
versus like a long boat is long, but a pirate ship
it's meant
fucking
for speed,
huge.
But it's a lot smaller. It doesn't have as much cargo space on it. It's
does
just,
it turn
maybe
tighter?
Maybe it's harder to hit with cannons,
it
though.
Might be harder
yeah.
to hit. That's
fuck.
True. It really depends on if they can get in close enough, quick enough, before
well, and they're
going to
be
sunk.
Expert rowers also,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
which that's going to take away from the deck crew if the pirate ship decides to row, if they even can, if they even have, like, And if it comes down to hand-to-hand,
if
Vikings.
It comes to hand-to-hand, Vikings all the way.
Vikings, yeah, totally.
But it's really going to depend on if they're able to get in close or not.
Yeah.
And because of that, I really think that I have to give this one to the pirates.
Well, I don't know that cannons are going to be that accurate.
You'd be surprised.
Like, there was a reason that they went with grape shot.
Yeah, and if they fire grape shot at a fucking Viking longboat,
uh-huh.
that's not going to...
I mean...
I'm going to say the advancement of technology itself
yeah.
probably was born out of those things.
Yeah.
So
they've also
I
got
feel
the,
like it's more likely that the I pirates think, would take it.
They've also got the
right.
swivel guns.
That's terrible and true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Fuck.
Got to give this one to the pirates just because of that.
Well, and the other thing is Vikings were much better at like boat to shore raids
yeah.
versus pirates who have almost purely boat to boat experience.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Pirates.
Yeah.
Fuck. I really don't want to give it to the pirates, but
it's,
either way,
it's there.
Enjoy.
It's scrappy.
Enjoy. Yeah. Thanks for having an awesome show.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much for sending in a Fast Five.
Yes,
and
thank
if
you.
You would like to send
yeah,
in a Fast
cool.
Five, or if you already have another one, ahead and send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. Send the first one with your choices, and the second one, repeat the choices and provide the context for each. Thank you so very much to our listeners. Thank you for those people who have already sent them in. We have gotten a few more, so it won't just be the same two people over and over again for the next few weeks, which is always a good thing.
But I mean, I love those people.
But that does not mean that you should not send some more in. Do we have anything we know to plug?
I mean, Fearless Five.
There's that.
We've got two more weekends to see it at the Mounts Theater, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30.
Vilification Tennis Amateur Show is coming the fuck up.
Oh, God. 2 weeks.
Get your tickets because they do sell out.
I got mine.
Mondo Juggle Fest is this weekend at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Concordia College in St. Paul. It is a good time.
And if you happen to be listening to KVSC Trivia this weekend and you feel like...
You're like, I know the answer to that one.
I know the answer. Yeah, feel free to send it to me.
Jenna. Message Jenna. No,
it's spelled James.
No, it's not.
It's, yeah.
No.
Yep.
No. Yep. No, you are incorrect on this.
Look, she's got a team of like 60 people. I'm on a team of like a dozen.
I mean, that's accurate. But I've got Rue, so...
I've got Cole. So, different from Cole that sent the thing.
I feel like my handicap is different.
Different is the correct word. I love a Rue. He is different.
Yeah.
Also, we are about 2.5 weeks out from the polar plunge.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, please.
We already have one person who has hit their minimum.
Nice.
Which is amazing. Thank
who
you
is
so
it?
Very much. Jesse.
Wow.
Oh, yay.
With two donations has hit her minimum.
Wow.
So, yeah, somebody dropped a big old dime on her. So that was awesome. We still have five more people that need to hit their minimums,
worthwhile
though.
Cause.
I'm one of them. James is another.
Yes.
Go to...
I want to see these guys jump into a lake.
Indeed. Go to plungemn.org/team/fearlesscomedyproductions. Make donations to either us individually or everyone as a team, and that money will just be spread evenly but across as many people as you want, really. You're allowed to say how you want your money to get divvied up, but in the end, it all goes to the Special Olympics of Minnesota, which is a tax-deductible donation on your part and well worth it.
Even if you cannot donate, please help us publicize.
Yeah,
share and talk about it in your feeds, because even if people can kick in a buck, it's still a buck.
Yeah.
That's a dollar we didn't have.
And then James and I are going to be jumping in a frozen lake on Saturday, which is going to be very cold, and we're going to need a way to warm ourselves up.
So fucking cold.
We're going to need a way to warm ourselves up. So after the polar plunge is done, I am going to be heading directly over to the Polish Hall to get ready for Febtoberfest.
For the Polish plunge.
Oh my God, Febtoberfest. Mm-hmm.
Febtoberfest is the same day as polar plunge.
Yes.
So I'm going to be jumping in a frozen lake and then serving everyone beer. It's going to be a good day. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds like an amazing day.
The weekend before that, you guys, that Sunday, which I don't have the dates in front of me, but that Sunday 25th. Is the 25th Encyclopedia show.
Yes.
And I believe the topic for that is, in fact, pirates. So,
well, you know what you're talking about now.
So, yeah, that's a thing. So
Jenna's talk is about who would win in a sea battle.
So, yeah, Sunday I'm doing a story/talk/something on pirates. Monday, the day afterwards, I'm doing a storytelling show, produced by Angela Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Music and stories.
Yes.
And I will be talking about relationships.
Rad.
Yeah. So that's what I've got coming up in a week and a half or so. So actual performance-y things. I do shows.
Anything else, James?
Anyway.
That's everything I got.
All right. I think that's about what we got then. Thank you so much to everyone for listening. And you should probably eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. This is me testing my microphone. Testy, 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 testy.
Detest? Testing. Booyah Bays based jokes. Booyah Bays based jokes.